2021. Laporan penuh di saluran 501 dan astroawani.com.
Khabar baik untuk semua rakyat bimbang pulau. Dengan Yes Prihatin belajar dari rumah, Yes memberikan telefon pintar percuma dan data percuma. Tiada deposit, tiada kontrak, tiada bayaran. Ini memang milik anda. Tunggu sekarang di yes.my/kasihapbim40.
Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Musharraf Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. A movement calling for policy changes to the contract system for junior doctors in public hospitals has been gaining traction in recent weeks, especially online under the hashtag #HartwellDoctorContract. The protest, which may culminate in a one-day walkout on the 26th of July, unless the government meets their demands for more permanent placements, for compensation and for equal opportunities. Dr. Mustafa Kamal is a spokesperson for #HartwellDoctorContract, and he joins us on the show tonight. Dr. Mustafa, thank you for joining us. I understand that more than 15,000 contract doctors nationwide are expected to walk out of work for one day of protest on the 26th of July. Now, is this strike inevitable? What demands need to be met specifically to avoid this one-day walkout?
Sure, thank you, Astrawani, for inviting me on this show tonight. So I believe the motion for tonight will be discussing on the Hartal movement. So first and foremost, we have to understand that the Hartal movement is actually initiated in consideration because of the permanency that is not available to contract doctors. So for me, if you ask me whether the strike is inevitable, first and foremost, I would like to stress out that the strike is actually our last resort after we have taken all the measures that will be taken in these coming weeks. So we do have a plan, a blueprint that we actually will be carrying out soon in 2 weeks' time. If the demands that we want, that if the demands as in unable to get permanent positions in the government sector, so most likely we will do this strike. Because I think it has been quite some time for the government to be thinking of us. It's been 5 years since, and they have been discussing after discussion until now. There is no proper guideline. There is no short-term and long-term plan carried out from the government. So I think we have put our foot down and saying enough is enough until 26th of July. If the demands aren't met, so we will, I think, continue doing the strike.
Okay, Mustafa, I mean, I know that there are very important issues to discuss about the system, the consequences of the system. But before we get to that, could you help me understand one thing? And this is, I guess, a question that's been put to you many times over. Is it correct? Is it right? Is it morally correct to have a strike during a pandemic?
All right. As you can see, during the pandemic, most of the contract officers or the contract doctors work in the COVID sector. I could say 70 to 80% of the doctors are actually the main force in the COVID sector. But then until today, the government has not mentioned regarding what will be of us in the coming months. For an example, the batch December 2016, that contract will be ending by the end of this year. So I haven't heard anything from the government saying what will be of them after December 2021. So I believe despite having this pandemic around, I believe the government should actually look out for us and have a say regarding our future, because we know the pandemic is going to be quite a long journey for all the doctors and also for Malaysia.
I get your point. Can I ask you this, though? Do you think that, and as you explained, so many contract workers are actually dealing with the COVID cases. Do you believe that you're being exploited at this point in time?
I would say the word exploited is a bit far-fetched. Actually, we are doing our service to the country. We have no issues in carrying out our job as doctors, but we want our voices to be heard. We want our demands to be met. We want the security of our job. And most importantly, this is about the nation's future and healthcare, because up in 10 or 20 years, we will be seeing the specialists who are today, they will be resigning or maybe they will take the time out. So we will be the one who will be taking the reign. So I think government has to step up and come up with a short-term and long-term plan, despite the pandemic. Because this right. should be the way and should be emphasized to all the contract doctors that we have security in our job.
Okay. Dr. Mustafa, I understand there's a lot of sympathy or solidarity with the plight of contract doctors, but there's been some criticism to the strike. I'm wondering, when we talk about the demands, you say that the one-day protest will happen if your demands aren't met. Can I ask you about those demands? Some of the criticism have also pointed that, is it fair to ask the government to absorb all or if not all majority of contract doctors? Is that something that is feasibly possible?
I believe the government should be working for the netizen, and we are the rakyat. So regardless, I'm a doctor or whoever, the government has to step up and issue a policy. Until today, we haven't seen any policy regarding our future. So I believe the government should have a say in this.
Okay, so Mustafa, you're saying that what's really the problem is not a quarter of people who be allowed in and get permanent positions, but a lack of clarity. Do you think
I believe it's more of a transparency.
Yeah, okay, so there's lack
it's
of transparency.
It's more of how they want to take and transparency in choosing the contract doctors to become permanent. Until today, I'm not sure what's their criteria to become permanent.
Okay, and I understand there's a comparison to other healthcare systems where they have much more transparency in their contract system. What do you think stops them from bringing clarity to the system?
I'm sorry?
Why do you think there is no clarity at this point in time? You said 5 years, no clarity. Why?
Well, I think that question should be answered by the government.
Okay, very quickly before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you specifically in terms of the demands. Do you have a list of demands in which that you can bring to the table when you are negotiating with the government? Is there anything specific that you can hold the government to?
I believe the demands has always been the same since these 5 years. The things that we want is actually to be the government to be more transparent regarding their choosing criteria in terms of the contract doctors and how they will promote them to become into permanent doctors. And the second thing, we want every doctor, because it's not an easy task to become a doctor. It takes about 7 years for you to become a doctor, and it swallows a lot of budget. So I'm not sure why it's not the government doing anything about this.
All right. Okay, Dr. Mustafa, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. That was Dr. Mustafa Kamal, spokesperson for the Hartal Doctor Contract Movement. We're going to take a quick break, but after this, we'll hear from the Malaysian Medical Association. So stay tuned to consider this. Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Let's continue our look at the problems faced by contract medical officers in the public health sector and the recent call for the one-day walkout by the movement hashtag HartalDoctorContract. Okay, Dr. Vijay Ganesan is the chairperson of the Malaysian Medical Association's section concerning house officers, medical officers and specialists. He joins us on the line now. Dr. Vijay, thank you for being on the show tonight. We understand that multiple meetings have been held between stakeholders and the government over the years, particularly to kind of sort out the issue of the contract system for healthcare workers. What do you understand to be the latest situation amidst discussions with stakeholders?
Okay, thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Astra, when you once again. Well, I wouldn't want to speak on behalf of the stakeholders. However, information given to MMA and SCOMOS is that the paperwork for a resolution to the contract doctors issue is ready, but yet to be reviewed and discussed before execution. So what we have got is there is a paperwork in place, but it's yet to be executed at this moment.
Vijay, could you explain to us why there is this delay? Because 5 years is a long time to have discussions about something that is about that regards the long-term integrity of our healthcare system.
Thank you, Sharad. I totally agree with you. 5 years is a long time, and I believe that's why we're here today, because it's been 5 years. In fact, we have spoken, MMA's Commerce itself has spoken to two different prime ministers, two different health ministers, two different finance ministers, and at the same point of time, we have changed three different presidents, chairmen in our Commerce, but yet to get a resolution. So hence, there is a delay in this issue being resolved, and we hope that it will be resolved as soon as possible.
All right. Dr. Vijay, is it, we understand that the MMA opposes the strike that's been put forth by the movement hashtag HartalDoctorContract. I'm just wondering, given that it's been 5 years and there's still no resolution, why do you not support the strike?
Okay, well, going back to basics, we are actually all government servants. Now, MMA has clearly stated that we would not condone a strike, and everyone should go to work, especially during this pandemic. Now, we became doctors to help people, not to cause any harm. For example, let's say a fireman, he would not strike when there's a fire. And yes, we totally understand the frustration. It's indeed valid that the involved doctors are furious, and we are not opposing that. However, what we need now is a long-term solution to put this matter to rest. A one-year extension of contract is akin to offering symptomatic relief without treating the underlying problem. And that is which has been offered to the doctors at the current moment, and a one-year extension. So we don't feel that that is a proper resolution. However, a strike at this moment may not be the best option for civil servants. We are all bound by the general order, and healthcare being one of the critical sectors in the forefront during this pandemic, we should not be walking out on our country and its people. We should be caring for the rakyat.
And yes, that's all very good. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it seems that politicians and, you know, senior civil servants have also been lax in their duty, right? So in being unable to resolve this problem over 5 years of not seeing how critical it is, shouldn't they bear some of the responsibility? It's a bit unfair to put this all on the shoulders of junior doctors when senior, you know, politicians and civil servants haven't done their job.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's not. I wouldn't say it's actually fair for the junior doctors. As I said, we are not opposing the fact that this frustration exists, and it's actually valid for the involved doctors to be furious. Now, what we need is a resolution, not a strike at this moment. And this is what we are actually trying to see. Now, I understand that you mentioned about politicians, and it has been already 5 years that this matter has been brought to the table without any resolution. And that is the reason that we have come up with Code Black, which is also a 12-day event that we are actually planning to have a solidarity day for all doctors. And on the 12th of July, MMA's Commerce have actually chosen to have a Black Monday where we have advised everyone, any person who feels there's the importance of having doctors and the importance of healthcare in Malaysia to actually wear black, to change their profile pictures to black. In fact, if Astro Awani could actually become black and white, or if Astro Awani could actually change their logo to black and white, we would be more than happy.
Okay, can I ask you about this day of solidarity, the Code Black and the Black Monday that you've put forth? What Sure. are you hoping to achieve apart from just awareness and solidarity? A strike seems to be a call to action, but what does the Code Black and Black Monday campaigns hope to achieve?
Okay, what we are hoping to achieve is actually to hope that the government does pay attention to us. We hope that the government actually listens to us, and we hope that we also get the support of the rakyat. We need to remember that whatever said and done, whatever job we do, we are helping the rakyat. Okay, and how
okay, a strike... I understand that. Very quickly, because we're running out of time, this is a very complex issue.
Sure.
MMA has put out a statement suggesting that the current contract system does not compare favorably when you say, look at the UK's national health system, and also points to the possibilities of brain drain. Could you quickly tell us, your analysis of the contract system and what it will lead to?
Okay, the current contract system, we believe, and MMA has actually clearly said that it's a very messy and biased system. Now, this would surely lead to brain drain. The comment on this would be, a current house officer or a medical officer, when he continues his progress in the government system at the current moment, he would probably not have a chance to have a career progression. And in time to come, when our country does not have enough specialists, how are we actually going to treat the people? Now, we're already lacking numbers, and I believe that the doctor-to-patient ratio of 1:4.54 is something which we cannot accept, and that has actually been clearly seen during this pandemic. We truly understand that that previous ratio cannot be accepted. So what we are proposing is we are actually proposing for something where it is feasible, and at the same time, these doctors have a job security plus a way to progress in their career.
Right. Dr. Vijay, are you optimistic that the government will meet these demands?
I believe Astro Awani was also optimistic to having us on the show. So if you ask me if the government will meet our demands, yes, MMS Komos is the medical association for all doctors in Malaysia, and we will not stop until we actually get a resolution to this issue. And we urge the government, we thank Tengku Zafrul for calling us up last Friday, but again, we urge the Prime Minister, the government of the day, and we urge everyone in Malaysia to support all doctors in resolving this issue, and we hope that in the future, this issue shall not come up once again.
All right, thank you so much. That was Dr. Vijay Ganesan from the Malaysian Medical Association. Another quick break here on Consider This, but more on this topic in just a few minutes, so don't go anywhere. Hi, thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. However, if you've just joined the show, we're discussing the now viral online movement, #HartalDrContract, calling for the government to institute policy changes to the contract system for junior doctors or risk a one-day walkout on the 26th of July. Dr. Madan Nair joins us on the show now. He's one of the co-founders of Muda and also a healthcare advocate. Dr. Madan, thank you for joining us tonight. Now, to begin our conversation, can I ask you what your position is regarding the Hartal Doctor Contract Movement? Do you support the one-day nationwide strike by junior contract doctors if their demands aren't met?
Well, Melissa, thanks for having me in the show today. If the question is a straight yes or no, then I think that if we come to a point that we have signed, we have asked for petition, we have pushed, have countless of meetings, we know that MMA has been doing a good job in that. The push has been there since 2016 to ask for a good answer, and they've been pushing more this year. When it comes to a point when you pressure so much and you don't get an answer, then isn't strike is one of the things that we should be looking at. So I think yes or no should not come from me because the doctors that is championing it, MK and Dr. Vijay, should be the one deciding, and the junior doctors in the system, they should know the level of frustration that they're going on.
But as a healthcare advocate, but also as a private citizen, do you side with the criticisms that this is not the right time to be taking a stand or to be taking a strike action because we are in the middle of the pandemic? Or do you think that, you know, so much time has passed that the frustration, there needs to be some urgency when it comes to action on the side of government?
Melissa, over 20,000 individuals, professionals, human beings who might come from a very poor background, who spent every single money they had in their entire life, who had to sell their houses for them to finish medical school, came with an aspiration and a dream to become medical doctors, and they are in a limbo. They've been given a certain set of contract, and there's no question of whether it's going to be renewed or it's going to become permanent or not until the last time. They've been looking at even less than 6 months before the contract ends. So these individuals, they can't even get a housing loan, a proper housing loan. Imagine you come from a poor family, you study your entire life, you finish your medical school, all the sacrifice that comes to do it. You come to the point where you can't even purchase a loan because you're set up in a limbo where you're in a contract system where it doesn't give you that nor this. So
okay,
let's think about that. Yeah,
Mother, I understand. One is sympathetic at an individual level, but policy needs to be decided in terms of budget allocations, of long-term future projections. Can the public health system absorb all those people who have aspirations to be doctors or in allied services? I mean, is that fair to put onto the government?
So if you look at this issue, today we are at a point where the doctors are asking for a strike of Hartal contract doctor. But this issue did not start here. It started from the point the government allocated multiple medical colleges and they pushed in so many graduates to come out without having a proper number of training hospitals, proper number of hospitals to get in these people to go on through a housemanship pathway, a medical officer pathway, or a specialist pathway. So this problem is a systemic problem that started from some time ago. There's a question whether we should be implementing or putting it on them right now. Well, the decision that has been made all this while was them. So they should be the one who should set up an inquiry board or a committee or something like that and have political will to make the decision right now. Either they're going to give a permanent contract to them for a long time, extending the contract for a long time, or they're going to give them a bigger number of people permanent posts. Like I was told that out of all these years, only 700 got into a selection criteria that nobody knows even how is it done. We see NGOs writing up saying that, oh, please, when you get into selection criteria, please choose the Bhumiputra first and let's see about the others later. So what are these kind of things? I mean, even though it's a systemic problem, there is a lot of political will decision that can be made now to change and give an answer. See, these doctors that are pushing for this issue hartal are asking for an answer. Adam Baba has not issued a single statement until today, even to this point. Consider this as courtesy to bring these doctors to speak about. But where is Adam Baba in this whole thing? Why is Tengku Zafrul talking about this whole issue? So all this comes to the point where we say that, are we going to put in demands on the government? So who else is going to change it? They are the only group of entity here who can make the right change. Involving other stakeholders, of course. Are they sitting with SPA to speak about this? Are they sitting with other resource agents, resource institutes to speak about this? So all that comes into matter.
Okay, I think, you know, I get a very clear picture of where your critique is. But I want to understand, has COVID, in fact, forced us to think about the need to reform the healthcare system, expand services? We know that the budget allocation is suboptimal when it comes to kind of international comparisons. Is this the time, in fact, to hire more doctors into the system? And, you know, is that conversation happening?
Sure, it's a shame that actually that we need to wait until to understand the healthcare system has been failing for such a long time for a pandemic to show us, wash away whatever realities there is and show us the reality of healthcare systems. A shame. We should have done this. Many of us advocated this. We should have done this well early on. Yes, there is a whole revamp of system needed. It's not only about having the right ratio of doctors. It's about where you allocate them. What is the pathway that you give to them to go to the next stage? How many urban centers that has a certain number of population is given a certain number of doctors to take care of the patients? What are the demographic issues involved? What are the infrastructure that can be given in places where there's no accessibility to healthcare? This is, I mean, if you're going to go on this question, it's like peeling onions. There's going to be problems that's going to come back. So that's where I believe that this is whole a revamp of a system that we need to look at. We should have done it years ago, because it's something that you slowly gather momentum and analyze and make your way to. But here we are at the tipping point, and it's going to be critical for the country in a couple of years to come.
Very quickly, you know, Sunway Group, I think, has announced that it's going to be building 6 hospitals and such. Where does the private sector fit into this story of Malaysia's healthcare needs?
Exactly. Very, very well said, Sharad. You see, these doctors, these contract doctors, Adam Baba said, you have choices of going to private institution to work. Doctoring the country. But I look at it this way. There's also brain drain from public sector to private sector. So are we trying to say our B40 or B60 individuals who totally depend on public healthcare not getting good enough doctors to take care of them? So are we condoning privatization of healthcare here? Are we eventually neglecting specialist care? Are we eventually neglecting good amount of care to our B60 or M40 or our Malaysian citizens on the long run? We're forgetting that this, people are forgetting, I think we, every one of us need to be aware that this is a national issue. It involves every one of us. It's about our healthcare. If these doctors eventually go to this privatization thing that is happening with Sunway coming out, multiple hospitals and stuff like that, we are going to be without doctors, we are going to be without people to take care of us. And the pandemic has showed us the importance of doctors. 30 to 40% of these contract doctors are the ones who are helping us in this darkest hour of pandemic. They are the one, whenever we are running away, we are running away from the virus, but these are the people who's going into the battle room to help us ease way through this pandemic. So imagine we not giving space for this.
Dr. Mathan, unfortunately, we've run out of time. We want to thank you for being on the show. That was Dr. Mathan Nair, co-founder of Muda. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But a reminder that you can get the latest information on COVID-19 vaccines on astroawani.com as well as the Astro Awani app. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching the show tonight. Have a great evening. Good night.
Good night.